This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
It's time to travel to another NFL city. We're not going to Foxborough with the Patriots. We're taking this thing to Green Bay, Wisconsin, as our NFL city tour rolls on. Dennis Cox is our travel agent. Cox, what's going on, man?
Oh, just living that dream haze one day at a time. I'm just curious, is McCaffrey going to say something on TV that, I don't know, some people might take offense to, and then they're going to edit it later so no one can be able to watch it?
Possibly. That's going around. That is the thing that's happening. But I see him. He's got his sleeves rolled up. Look, Jack, maybe I should do that.
Hayes.
Should I be doing the show like this, like Christian McCaffrey?
Sun's out, guns out.
Out. But then I got to work on my angles. Make sure I sit with like sucking like.
You got to strain it too.
All right. So let's talk some football, Dennis Cox.
Let's do it. Let's talk. Well, no, we're not talking football. We're talking cities.
Travel. All right. My question is: of all the NFL cities, is Green Bay the one that you're? If all of a sudden the NFL didn't exist, all NFL teams disappeared and you never knew they existed, and you still had to pick a city to go to, is Green Bay like the last city you're going to? The only reason you're going there is for a Packers game. If not, it falls to the bottom of cities to visit, right?
Pretty much. This is the smallest city of all the NFL cities.
Certainly
there,
that.
All the NFL towns.
I guess maybe I'd go to, maybe you go to Green Bay before you go to Buffalo. What's Buffalo got
That's
going for
point.
It?
Yeah,
but, like, I mean, all the other cities are like Seattle, Denver, Houston. Wait, Houston doesn't have a team. Dallas.
Houston has a team. They're the Texans.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They got a team. All of a sudden, I was thinking the Houston Oilers. They lost
Houston
their team.
Oilers.
I forgot. They got a team back. But, yeah, like most other NFL towns, you'd be like, yeah, I would go there for a reason. Green Bay, it's like, why am I going to Green Bay?
Anyway. Yeah.
All right, what are we doing in Green Bay today, Dennis Cox?
Well, there are definitely some things to do out there, Hayes Pormar. Now you got to do the obvious stuff. You got to do a tour of Lambeau Field. Obviously, we're not talking about going to games, but you can actually tour Lambeau Field. The Packers Hall of Fame is there as well. And obviously, being one of the historic franchises in the league, they have a lot to offer there. But also, there's some different ways to see the city.
Okay.
There's actually a lot of places where you can do scavenger hunts to actually tour the city and find some stuff. I didn't really dive in deep into what these scavenger hunt items or things you had to do, but a lot of places offer scavenger hunts in Green Bay as a place to, or ways to get out and, I guess, enjoy the city, for lack of
They idea. Also eat raw meat sandwiches, so I don't know if Wisconsin has all the best ideas, but sure, scavenger hunt I'm down for. I'm willing to try, yeah. Sure.
I'm down for a scavenger hunt. Also, obviously, eat cheese curds.
Okay.
You're in Wisconsin. You have to have cheese, obviously.
Yep. I never, like, what's the difference between a cheese curd and just regular cheese? What part of the cheese is the curd?
So a cheese curd is, from my understanding, when I lived in Wisconsin, a cheese curd is the cheese hasn't fully, like, solidified yet, and it's kind of got, like, a chewier, almost when you squeeze it, it has like a squeaky sound, like when you chew on it, as opposed to just eating a hard cheese.
I got you.
It's not fully cultured.
But hear me out on this. We already have cheese in like several different forms. There's like hard cheese, there's smearable cheeses, there's like crumbly cheeses, stretchy cheeses. So like why can't this just be cheese? I don't know. You don't have to explain anymore. I'll leave it out there. Maybe somebody will tweet at me. But I'm like, why can't we just call this cheese? Like, well, and what type of cheese is this? Is it a mozzarella cheese curd?
Oftentimes you get a cheddar.
It's a cheddar cheese curd?
Yeah. Those are the ones that I have when I lived there are cheddar.
It's just fried cheddar cheese. Get the curd part
no,
out.
No, it's not even fried. It's not even fried.
Oh, well, when I've had it, it was fried. But you're just trying to sound fancy by calling it a curd. And, like, it makes me intimidated by it, and I don't want to try it. Just call it cheese, and then I'll try it.
Okay, that's fair.
Right,
well, I guess it's different because it's not a sliced cheese. It's not a spreadable cheese.
But cheese comes in all these different forms, so why can't it just be another form of cheese?
Yeah, okay, and one form is a curd.
There we go. All right, what else are we doing in Green Bay? I like this next one.
Yeah, you can actually just buy a share of the team while you're up there. You can actually do that. You can legit buy a share of the team. Now, you don't get any sort of executive power. You don't get any voting rights. But because the Packers are a publicly owned team, you can just buy a share of the Packers.
Wait, everyone can? I thought there were. Are there shares available? I thought you had to like buy it off somebody who's willing to sell theirs. You can just walk up to a window somewhere and just buy it.
I think you can just go online, honestly, just purchase a share.
I don't want to figure out how to buy that, but I do want to figure out how people could just go online, technically buy a share of me, but I don't really have to answer them at all. Like, they just send me money and they can claim I'm a stockholder in Hays Permart. It just means that I have their money, but I'm not beholden to them at all. That's what I want. I want that set.
Basically, it's like, I guess, a couple $100 and here's a piece of paper saying that you own one single share.
Yeah, I like it.
But hey, I think it's kind of cool. If you want to say, hey, put on your resume, I'm a part owner of the Green Bay Packers.
What else are we doing in Green Bay, Dennis Cox?
All right, Hayes. So they have an amusement park up there. It's called Bay Beach Amusement Park. They actually have an old school roller coaster. This actually fits in today being National Roller Coaster Day. They have a ride called the Zippin' Pippin'. It's an old school wooden roller coaster that was built in the early 1900s. At least the amusement park was built then. But it's called the Zippin' Pippin'.
All right. Do you guys know the show Step by Step?
Yes.
Do you remember this? Is it the roller coaster from the beginning of that? Were they in Wisconsin?
Ooh, I don't know.
Is that the one we're talking about?
I don't know if it was Green Bay, though. That's a good question.
I don't think it was not set in Green Bay. But is this roller coaster so famous that the Step by Step family might take a field trip to Green Bay just to shoot the opener of their TV show?
This might be worth an investigation.
We'll look into it. We'll find out.
This might be worth an investigation. But it is fitting that at National Roller Coaster Day, you ride the Zippin' Pippin' while you're in Green Bay.
I did not know.
And here's the thing. That amusement park's only open probably like 3 months out of the year.
Yeah, seriously. Who wants to ride a roller coaster when it's like super cold?
Maybe 4 months. But also while you're there, visit the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary because, you know, good to check out some wildlife, enjoy some nature. For example, Fondrex Glen is actually... it's got some cliffs and some waterfalls because you got the water that's coming off of the bay right there off Lake Michigan as well. So you can definitely go check that as well. Also, I know you're big into history and state history. Heritage Hill State Historical Park actually offers a lot of things regarding Wisconsin state history. So I know you're a big history guy.
Sure.
Obviously with the state of North Carolina. I like a state
park. Big state park guy. Sure.
So yeah, check that out for sure. But being a town like Green Bay, you know you're going to have some good bakeries. It's a small town. You know you're going to have some good bakeries and good places to eat. That's why you got to go to Uncle Mike's Bake Shop. Now, it's shop PPE at the end, not just S-H-O-P. Fancy. It's just shop. You know it has to be good.
You know who spells shop like that? People who eat cheese curds.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly why they have it. Yeah.
It's exactly why they have it. So they are actually rated the best donuts in Wisconsin, or at least in Green Bay, I should say. Best donuts in Green Bay, but they also offer a lot of other baked goods, a lot of cakes, breads, donuts, all kinds of different stuff that you can get into there as well. And they actually have a couple locations in Wisconsin because they're that good, Hayes.
Are they all owned by somebody named Uncle Mike, or is that just the franchise name?
I think it's Uncle Mike owns them all.
Wisconsin is like a weird place in that... Like, I feel like everybody knows somebody from Wisconsin. You know what I mean? Like, there's not...
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. Coach, let's say I have more than $1 million balance in my 401k.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. How can that actually come back and bite me?
Well, because, and this is a thing that we it's a mirage. You see mirages. I've ridden in the desert before. You see what's water ahead, but it's not there. Well, your financial mirage is thinking that that total balance in your 401k or your IRA is yours. We have two people that want to get a hold of it, two uncles, Uncle North Carolina and Uncle Sam.
Right.
Both of them are going to do some damage to that balance. Depending on what kind of other income you have, you could lose 40% of your value. So if you're looking at $1 million IRA, maybe it's only worth $600,000 to you. So how do we get around this? Well, you don't get around it because you end up in jail if you try to do that. You can do tax planning to minimize the effect of taxation into the future. The tax train is coming, Adam. We need to make sure to minimize the effect of the derailment of our financial accounts. And for the next 10 people, we'll do it at no cost or obligation. Put together your very own tax and retirement plan.
800-661-7383 or text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter.
It's a state in far away, but like, you know when somebody's from Wisconsin. You don't know when somebody's from like Indiana or Iowa or Minnesota. Minnesota's got a little bit of it, but not the same as like Wisconsin people. You just like, it's partly the accent, but it's more than that. It's just their whole like personality, Wisconsin people, in a way that, again, people that could be from nearby areas, but those states just aren't as distinctive in the way that Wisconsin is.
Yeah, our friend Amy Ofnowski from the ACC Network, from Wisconsin.
A perfect example. But yeah, if you work with somebody who's from Wisconsin, like everyone knows that they're from Wisconsin. It's part of their personality. I wonder about that. Like, if I moved to California, would people know, like, oh, everyone knows that that guy's from North Carolina, right? Or is North Carolina just a state that, like, fades in with the rest of them when we go elsewhere?
It's just one of the southern states. Yeah. They're from the south. Yeah.
But Wisconsin, what is it about them that, like, it's distinctive? It stands out. I don't know.
I don't know either. You can tell when that were people that were from outside of the state. There are a lot of people from Minnesota that lived in Wisconsin as well. So you can kind of tell, like, oh, you're from Minnesota. I kind of was able to pick up on it. It's hard to actually put my thumb on it exactly. But I will say, living there, because I moved initially from North Carolina to there, they're like, oh, you're from the south somewhere. We're not exactly sure, but we know you are. Then obviously came back to North Carolina. Yeah. But I will say, Wisconsin's a pretty underrated state. I know you're going to do Rightly Rated here coming up. But Wisconsin... Underrated.
Interesting.
Underrated. Right.
There it is. Dennis Cox, our travel agent. And tomorrow we're going to Detroit. Is that right?
No, we're going back to East Rutherford, New Jersey. That's right. That's right. Sir. Does Victoria want a pool for Thursday?
Let's do it.
Victoria.
Yes, out of the Dunkin' Donuts cup. The only thing that's good for us recording these papers.
All right.
On Thursday,
Vikings.
We're going to Minnesota.
All right.
Are they in Minneapolis, or is the stadium, like, technically in some other city?
That's a great question. Actually, I even looked that up. I want to go ahead and...
And apparently that roller coaster...
Yes?
I looked it up, and it said that it is actually in Port Washington.
Ah, darn.
And the ocean is just a digital thing. That's not real. There's actually a parking lot. Yeah.
What?
Yep.
So I bet what it is they were on that roller coaster, but they wanted the view to look like they were the one that Dennis talked about. Uh-huh. Because the one that Dennis talked about, I looked up, isn't it on, like, the coast somewhere?
Yeah, it's Green Bay is right there on the water.
Yes. So I think they were trying to take the coaster from Port Washington with the view from Green Bay, and they lied to us.
They did.
Step by step.
Oh, such a good show.
Day by day. Good show. Mm-hmm. Dennis Cox, we appreciate it. We will see you back in the chair tomorrow, my man.
You got it.
So tomorrow back to East Rutherford, and then Thursday, where did you say you're going? Minneapolis.
Minnesota, Vikings.
Minneapolis,
yep.
Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Updated news. This has been great. We led off the show talking about the players-only meeting going down in Wilmington, Delaware, and the word was, we're joking, but there is a serious business and career issue for these dudes right now going down with the LIV Tour and how they should respond to it. We mentioned one of the things earlier. One of the things the PGA has tried to get in front of players is, like, real deal numbers. We made the comparison to this used to be a trend that we've gotten away from now because people realized that the game that the media was playing on them. And it would be like Kirk Cousins would be a bad example because he would never sign a long-term deal. He would always just be the franchise tag. Like Alex Smith, right? Alex Smith was like 2 or 3 years out of college and he was a proven starting quarterback, but he wasn't like fantastic. But you get to the point of like, well, now you got to sign him to his next deal. And since you're committing to him as your starter, there's just a market value at that time based on the salary cap growing and the growth of the game. So Alex Smith is going to get blank for a contract and it ends up being 5 years, $250 million. And at the time, Aaron Rodgers is only getting $40 million a year. And now Alex Smith has just signed for $50 million a year. And everybody's like, this is ridiculous. Alex Smith is getting more than Aaron Rodgers. When it's like, well, hold on. And let's use logic. And all it really meant was every time a new quarterback that is a solid starting quarterback re-signs, he is probably going to set a new record for the biggest deal because that's just how it's going to work, right? In that same vein, the numbers that have been flashed around for this LIV Tour are like $50 million signing bonuses, $75 million, $200 million. They said Tiger was offered $700 million. Now, we can seven or eight. We know that nobody's coming near that. I think we heard Phil was $200 million. Maybe he was four or something. But, like, it trickles on down. Like, Charles Schwartzel is not getting $100 million. Like, but to whatever money Charles Schwartz was making playing golf at the time, it was probably pretty good money. So maybe Charles Schwartz got $20 million or $40 million because they were trying to buy his green jacket, basically. Sergio Garcia, a little more name. I can't remember what the report was for him, but he could be worth $100, $150 million, whatever it is. And those, when you see those splash numbers, those are the things that make players on the PGA Tour being like, wait, our purse this weekend is $3 million for the winner and whatever. Like, oh, that sounds like a lot more over there, right? Well, the PGA Tour, A, in addition to squeezing a little bit more money into the purses, 15, 20 million bucks, you know, over the course of a season or whatever it is, they are now trying to say, hey, don't look at this one-time cash in 2022 and don't look at what a guy won 5 years ago. If you're a 25-year-old, the purses for us in 2030 and 2035, when you're still playing golf, are going to be bigger than they are now, right? The example they were using was Jim Furyk, and he's the perfect guy because he won a lot, played a long time, and won most of his money before, or won most of his events before, you know, Tiger had really opened up the floodgates for sponsorship money. Yeah, Tiger made the PGA Tour. We've seen this in the NBA. Like, NBA contracts in the late 70s versus the early 90s is a major change because the sport grew so much, right? So, by their calculations, they say if you take Jim Furyk's career winnings, every time he won, finished top 10, money he made, and if you put those in 2022 dollars, starting in 2022 dollars, so whatever, the first year of Jim Furyk's career, let's say it was 1988, you make that 2022. So if Jim Furyk in 1988 won $300,000, they would say, when 2022, that when our purses are bigger and the money's bigger, that $300,000 would have been $4 million his first year. Jim Furyk, they say his entire career, if he started it now and played it out through 2045 or whatever it would have been, he would have made $600 million in his career. So the PGA Tour wants these players to signal and think there is money to be had. Don't get suckered in by this one-time deal that's in 2022 dollars only. Your lifetime earnings at the PGA Tour, it may not be exactly as much as they're offering you over there, but if you factor in everything else, don't do this just because you think it's some 10-time payoff. That may not be exactly how it goes down. The update that we have, which actually happened during the show a while ago, most often in sports, we see flight trackers for things like coaching changes. If you're like, oh, either who is our AD going to see, or like, oh, where, what college town is that plane coming from? They're tracking Tiger Woods' plane, baby. And during our show, it left from Stuart, Florida, to make its way up to Wilmington, Delaware, where this week's event is, and where the players are having a players-only meeting to discuss the LIV Tour. And the big cat was reportedly flying in to talk to these dudes. The tweet said,
over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, bully, cajole, or, you know, persuade, or whatever it needed to be. So, players-only meeting going down. Tiger Woods will be there. I imagine, I know that Gold will talk about this tomorrow. I imagine there'll be some good reports as to what goes down in that meeting. With the little time we have remaining, we have just enough time to decide if things are overrated, underrated, or properly, rightly rated.
I think they've been underrated.
My loved.
First up on Rightly Rated, walruses. Are walruses overrated, underrated, or rightly rated? This comes up because Norwegian authorities on Sunday killed a 1,300-pound walrus named Freya. Freya, F-R-E-Y-A. Freya? I don't know. Who had spent the past week off the coast of Oslo climbing onto boats, lounging on piers, and saying that moving her was too high of a risk. Where are the people that stood up for Harambe? They're out there killing Freya. In the end, we couldn't see any other options, said Olav Levker, a spokesman for the Norwegian Director of Fisheries. She was in an area that wasn't natural for her. But here's the thing. Listen to this, of course. They had repeatedly warned people to stay away from the animal, but the people mostly didn't listen. The authorities warned last week that Freya faced the prospect of being killed if they could not convince onlookers to stay away. Freya became a threat to human safety. She chased people on paddleboards and kayaks. People wanted to get selfies with her, and they killed her. In the article, it says he did not specify how Freya was killed, but it was according to regulations. I gotta know. How do you kill a walrus?
I know.
Do you, like, sneak up behind it and, like, you know, chloroform its mouth? I don't know.
Aww.
But poor Freya, people wouldn't just stay away from
it. Yeah, people wouldn't stay away.
Everybody wanted an Instagram selfie with Freya. And they had to kill the dang thing.
Wow.
Freya's been spotted off the coast of Britain and various European countries. So apparently Freya gets around. Netherlands, Denmark, Freya's been around. Walruses, overrated, underrated, or rightly rated, Victoria?
I mean, maybe they're underrated to kill them off. I don't know. But a 1,300-pound wow.
They're pretty big. People like them. Yes, walruses needed a lot of rest, and people have been bothering Freya by swimming with her and taking photos. The Oslo Fjord is also busy in the summer with swimmers, boaters, and water recreationists. I'm saying walruses, underrated.
Yeah.
Like any creature that isn't a fish but that can basically survive in water, I'm fascinated by. The tusks, the mustache,
yeah,
very cool.
That's it.
I wish they made, like, better pets, but at 1,300 pounds.
Yeah. Apparently they're a little aggressive.
Next up on Rightly Rated, Adam Sandler. Is Adam Sandler overrated, underrated, or rightly rated? This comes up because Adam Sandler sent out a congratulations to our man Will Zalatoris on his first tour victory. If you'll remember, when Zalatoris first showed up on the scene, everyone said, hey, that looks like Happy Gilmore's caddy. Do we have the audio of Happy Gilmore's caddy? Here's what Happy Gilmore's caddy sounds like.
Hey, where are you going with those clubs, punk?
Mr. Gilmore, I'm your caddy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. No, let me carry these, all right? They're my grandfather's. They're pretty old.
Well, what should I do then?
I don't know. Why don't you just watch me and make sure I don't do anything stupid, okay?
That's the caddy's job. Adam Sandler sent out his congratulations. He said, congrats, Will. I'm happy for you. Happy's happy for you. Enjoy it all. Aww. Include pictures of him and Happy. I will say, Zalatoris leaned into the whole, I look like Adam, like Happy Gilmore's caddy,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
And the next time he showed up, he had a different haircut. Like he was like, oh, yeah, it's funny. I look like that guy. Next time around, he looked a little bit different.
I'm done.
Right?
Yeah.
He was like, I don't want to be called Happy Gilmore's cat anymore.
Right.
Adam Sandler, is he overrated, underrated, or rightly rated?
Let's see. I mean, I think that's rightly rated. That's cool.
The congrats in general, but what about Adam Sandler? Where do you personally feel about Adam Sandler? I'm sensing you're not a fan and you don't want to say
no,
it.
No, I think he's rightly rated for when he made the really good movies. Now he might be a little overrated. Maybe. Okay.
What were the really good movies?
I can't think of anything. Happy Gilmore obviously.
You're correct. I'm being hard on you. So I think he fell into rightly rated, but he fell into, at a time he was overrated.
Uh-huh.
I think he's actually come back around and now he's close to like rightly rated. He's not underrated, but yes, he came out of the gate hot. Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, two of the greatest comedies of my lifetime. Sure, it helped that I was in high school when they came out and they were targeted right at me, so I probably appreciate them more than the average person does, but great films. Wedding Singer, he showed some heart with his comedy. And then recently he's done a couple like dramas that he's been made for. And all of a sudden where he looked like his career was just being a joker and making stupid voices and being goofy. And you're like, you know what? Adam Sandler's actually cool. And then, I don't know, when he hosted and he does his tributes to Chris Farley, he's almost like, we almost kind of love Sandler partly because we know he was connected to Farley. We miss Farley now. I'm saying he's fallen back into rightly rated, though. And finally, Capri Sun. Is Capri Sun overrated, underrated, or rightly rated? This comes up. This is an actual warning. Kraft Heinz has announced a voluntary recall of 5,760 cases of Capri Sun wild cherry flavored juice drink pouches. I'll spare you the details as to why. Just if you bought wild cherry Capri Sun recently, take it back. That's the only flavor Capri Sun I drink.
Yes.
That's my flavor.
That's
I love it.
That's the best one.
Is Capri Sun overrated, underrated, or rightly rated?
They're underrated.
Underrated because they made a killing off their brand being it hard to put the straws in.
I know.
They made it harder on the consumer, and yet we love them for it somehow.
Yes.
Like, that's what they're recognized for. Somehow they won. And it doesn't even taste that good. I don't know how they did it, but don't drink. They say don't drink the Kool-Aid, but right now, don't drink the Capri Sun. Enjoy the rest of false fall. Don't forget, summer's coming, but real fall's coming soon with real football. Adam Gold Show, we out.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.